What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently there was an incident at a Walmart in Mississippi where a disgruntled employee killed two co-workers and wounded an officer. And now facing murder charges. Boy, it must be rough working in a Walmart. All right, let's go to the phones now to Mark in New York. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. It's great to call in again, get involved. Over the weekend, I listened to Bloomberg on the radio. It plays all day, the Sunday shows. And I kept hearing this phrase, this white nationalism. For me, the nationalists or the populist nationalist movement resonated with me, hearing Bannon talk about it, and then Trump kind of pick up on it. For me, Trump is not the cause, but the symptom. And what I thought that I heard the term that they were using was unifying the nation. For me, nationalism is the way to unify the nation. And either
yes,
you are a nationalist or you're a globalist. Either you want open borders, as a globalist do, or you want to tighten the borders and help the country grow and share this feeling of being a part of this country. And that's nationalism, which I believe that makes me a nationalist. And I think it's a dual affront for me in that the media this weekend, like Chuck Todd, he called it a white nationalist. So they're segregating. They're being racist by calling me a white nationalist.
They're trying to make that link. They're trying, you know, because nationalism is gaining popularity against the globalists, and so they're trying to demonize it by implying that it's racist. That the nationalists want a United States for white people only. And so that's the reason for that particular piece of propaganda.
Yeah, and I the word that came to my mind was conflating or conflation.
Yes.
And that there, for me, and I've gone back to this Alex Fields and the writing, and I looked up schizophrenia and a bunch of stuff popped up online, and I noticed they use the word triggered. Hey, there's no danger unless you're triggered. Now, I looked up the percentage is like 1% people are schizophrenic. So that's like 3.5 million out of the 350 million. And I just said they can't all be white nationalists. And again, unifying. And the thing was when I looked, I said, can they buy a car? Schizophrenics can buy a car, and yes, they can buy guns without any question. And they did, some of the politicians yesterday on the shows did say they did recognize that that should be dealt with. At what point? I think, you know, if you are schizophrenic, you shouldn't be able to get any kind of weapons or somebody in your household. There should be some restrictions. And if they don't address it and surrender those guns in those kind of households, because who knows what triggers. I think Alex Fields, who was part of this, who was the Charlestown driver, he was schizophrenic. I looked up on his Wikipedia page, and he said it was close to a real modern-day Norman Bates story. His mother, his parents were murdered, double suicide. She's in a wheelchair. He grew up by high school. They knew he was schizophrenic. People in the neighborhoods that I grew up, there were some nuts. I knew to stay away from them. I knew then the people would talk about having guns, and they're guys that handle them responsibly, and then there are other guys that shouldn't have guns. But that's my point for today, just that I feel that I'm being wrongly, you know, that they're
you are. It's a made-up label. It's a made-up label to link nationalistic fervor, if you will, with being a racist to make it an automatic negative. And Again, this is another piece of propaganda by the globalists. Anyway, Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. So it is currently being estimated by federal law enforcement on the U.S.-Mexico border that 1.1 million people will try and cross the U.S. southern border between now and the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th. And again, nothing is being done. We still don't have the wall. We don't have enforcement. Nothing has really changed, has it, under Trump? Kind of makes you wonder why so many people hate him. Apparently over in Nevada, one out of every 14 inmates is an illegal immigrant. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. This, I think, is a telling indicator of where all this globalism, open borders is going. Over in London, they have had to put up signs in multiple languages telling people they can't relieve themselves on the streets because it's become a major problem. And so they put up these new signs around Westminster that are telling people not to poop in the streets. The signs say this area is being monitored for street fouling and violation of the regulation could lead to arrest. There's also closed-circuit TV vans operating in the area. So the decline of Western civilization continues. Okay, in the channel, Border Force intercepts three boats carrying nearly 40 migrants off Kent and Sussex coast. This brings the 2019 total to 793 people caught. Now, nearly 40 migrants have been detained by Border Force in just one day after crossing the English Channel. Two groups landed on the Kent coast, while another, including young children, were found by police on the Sussex coast on Saturday. So, over in Japan, they've had a 6.2 magnitude earthquake striking off the coast of Fukushima. Was at a depth of 50 kilometers and no damage reported yet. But I imagine that's probably shaken up everything that's still inside those melted reactors. It's not good to take a reactor in the middle of a meltdown and shake it up like that here. Okay, Facebook and Instagram went down. Thousands of users worldwide complained they can't log in. They can't post information. And apparently they're still getting this back up here. Users of Facebook were also experiencing problems sharing photos, video, and files. Now, this Google engineer who went public on Project Veritas is out there saying that Google is openly saying they're going to try and stop Donald Trump in 2020. Sounds like a challenge to me. Why isn't Trump doing something about that? He's turning out to be this incredibly weak leader. All righty. Apple News has banned a top pro-life news source in the country from the platform, claiming the organization displayed intolerance towards a specific group. Now, the Apple News platform, a free news app, banned LifeSite News just 2 weeks after accepting the pro-life outlet onto the platform, saying that LifeSite News channel did not comply with Apple guidelines and their content showed intolerance toward a specific group, meaning women who want to get abortions. All right, we have a caller on the line, Fred in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike, I hope I can get half of it out. I'm the 16th caller. Two callers, Mike in Brazil and Jim in Illinois, mentioned morality. Justin in New Jersey, he talked about and said divide and conquer. And that's what I want to talk about. When Tom in Florida called, you corrected him and said our government is, you know, involved in all these wars. Okay. I didn't vote, and I'm not going to vote again. All right. I said in 16, 6 months before the election, that if Trump got elected and did what he said, they'd kill him. And then I made a mistake on this. I said, if he doesn't do what he said he's going to do, there'll be a revolution. Well, I was wrong on that. There is a revolution. People are getting pissed off and they're becoming aware. Now, I'm not going to vote. And I don't want to say I'm conservative, but basically I am. But I would vote for Chelsea Gabbard. But it would make no difference if she got elected. The same thing would go on. One thing, if she did stop the wars and pull troops out, she's a dead duck or a dead woman. They'd kill her. But things aren't going to change. And as I tell you, time and time again, the Hegelian dialectic. And all the callers are calling in, and what they're saying is true. But they're not getting into the core of the problem. But 50 years of evolution being taught in our schools and creation cannot be taught. And if you talk about the Bible, you're ostracized, marginalized, threatened, and could suffer death. In the near future, Christians will be
killed. Fred, you're falling into a trap here that a lot of people are convinced one has to be religious to be moral. And I disagree with that. I think morality can be arrived at through a personal choice of saying, I am not going to do certain things because it's bad for the neighborhood, it's bad for the culture around me, it's bad for the nation. And I think it's a little conceited that religious people seem to think that without their particular brand of religion, that people can't be moral.
You got a very, very valid point there. And the vast majority of so-called Christians are ignorant to begin with and phony. They don't know the Bible. But do you trust on the arm of man? Do you believe yourself that man can take care of all his problems? Do you believe that?
I think that good people can do good things and bad people do bad things. And unfortunately, the people doing the bad things tend to seek positions of power so that they can do bad things with impunity. I don't have a lot of hopes for the immediate future.
If we don't have a standard of right and wrong, and whether Christians do it or not, the law of liberty, the Ten Commandments, is a just law, and it leads to life. But the entity that controls this earth right now wants death, and that's what it is, because people are ignorant, including Christians. That's the sad part of it. Well, you've given me enough time, my friend. Talk to Lady Claire. She can help you a lot. Bye-bye and thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I happen to be in New Orleans today, but normally I'm from Tennessee. hey, Mike, you know, you could really see the pre-programming with the demonization of white nationalists. I mean, what was it, last week the Arizona field office of the FBI put out the thing about conspiracy theorists and Q and white nationalists, convenient, you know, you have the shooting down there in El Paso when Antifa is supposed to be all riled up and they were supposed to be doing things there. It's just, it's kind of like Bin Laden, you know, how his name started coming up right before 9/11. The old, they really kind of pre-programmed their moves, if you know how to read it. You know, I kind of was.
Oh, it was obvious. It was so heavy-handed. I mean, I was posting over at Free Republic at the time. And, you know, that whole month of August, there was so much about Osama bin Laden this and Osama bin Laden that. And I actually posted a Free Republic. I said, this isn't news reporting. It's a sales pitch. We're being told to be on the lookout for this one guy. Something big is about to happen, and it's going to center on this guy. And, of course, then 9/11 came along.
Well, it was the same thing here. You had all these people saying, you know, oh, Trump with his talk about immigration or his telling people to go back where they came from, he's going to create violence. And, you know, all the candidates were saying that. And it was just, I mean, if people can't see that this is all just part of the plan, then I don't know what to say. But one thing that really has me alarmed, though, in the news is Hong Kong and China. I think that if China invades Hong Kong, that's their turning the back on the West and saying, okay, they're going to throw in the gloves down. And it's very, I mean, you think the market went down a lot today because they devalued their currency. If they go into Hong Kong, yeah, the plunge protection team is going to have to be thrown in the kitchen sink, because it means that the Chinese, and you can expect that North Korea is going to just say, screw you, too. All the dominoes are going to start falling after that. I mean, that, to me, that's like, and I really hope and pray that our intelligence service and the UK intelligence service aren't over there, like, supporting this kind of, these rioters, because this is big. If they go into Hong Kong, then all bets are off. And I think for world stability and not having chaos and war, people ought to pray that there's a peaceful resolution to this. And when I saw the protesters out there in Hong Kong with American flags, that's pretty provocative. And I didn't, like
that
I said,
that is very provocative.
Now, it could be the Chinese doing that to demonize the protesters also. But it's just, I hope to God that, you know, because it could even be like agents of our deep state and not even Trump being part of the destabilization process. I mean, you don't know what the State Department and the CIA, or, you know, what they might, you know, just want to wreck everything. If the Chinese troops invade Hong Kong, boy, I tell you, it's very, very negative towards what's going to happen in the future. I don't know how you put that genie back in the bottle.
We're heading for a major war, and as sad as I am to be leaving Hawaii, in the back of my head is the idea that, you know, if we get into a real no holes barred shooting war with Russia and or China, this island will get hit. Because right here is where America's involvement in World War II started.
Well, I mean, with the technology and the bioweapons and all that, boy, God help us. I mean, you know, the sleeper agents that are everywhere. I mean, we're looking at each other's throats, and there's not even a war going on. I mean, with the political situation in this country with Antifa and the right and the left and the Trump and the Trump deranged, I wish everybody would kind of calm down a little bit, because we're going to be feeding into make ourselves look weak so our enemies might miscalculate, you know, and it's just very disturbing. And I wanted to talk about that guy Guaido for a minute. You know, when that Guaido was losing, he actually said that he wanted the United States military to help him out. Now, if I was a Venezuelan, even if I was pro-Guaido, the minute he said
Joe, hold that thought. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll come right back to you.
don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did the town.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, just pick up where you left off.
Well, I just, you know, as an American nationalist, and I'm white, so I'm a white nationalist. I like nationalism in other countries, too. When I heard about Guaido inviting the American troops in there, I just got sick. Because
yes,
anybody, it's like the King of England, King Charles, he was killed because, not because they had a revolution with Cromwell, he was killed because he invited the French army in to help him beat the Cromwell and his army. And that was,
yes,
you know, that's considered, you know, foreign troops, you know. And it's the same way with Guaido. Anybody, if I was a Venezuelan nationalist, even if I was against socialism, how would I be able to join with a man that wants foreign troops to come and put him in power? And when I see these protesters in Hong Kong waving the United States flag, as much as I love my flag, I'm an American. That flag, you know, what are they using that flag over there for except as a way to antagonize the Chinese? I don't like seeing that. And I would, if I was from Hong Kong or China, I'd have no respect for somebody that was waving another country's flag around, unless the guy was an American. But, I mean, I'm a nationalist, and I think we should respect other nationalists in other countries.
Yes.
But anybody that would turn on his own nation is a rat. And as and I think as Trump or whoever, you know, the State Department shouldn't be supporting people that go against their own country, like a Guaido. I mean, he should be ostracized, shamed, and if anything, he should be arrested in Venezuela for inviting foreign troops in. I mean, it's really disgraceful. I remember when I was going through the Suez Canal, I was working for the military, and there was a young kid on a pier, and he gave me the finger. And I waved at him because I thought, you know, if I was that kid, I'd be doing the same thing. You know, here's this American ship going through to bomb people in Iraq, my Muslim brothers. And I didn't, I thought, well, good for that kid, you know, just because he, you know, it's because I respected his nationalism, you know. And I might have been on other sides of it, but I was doing what my country wanted. But you have to respect people, and, you know, they have honor for their own nation, and I respect that. And I don't, like I said, just like I respect Americans that are patriotic, I respect other people that love their country, you know. And I think that we should be...
That's really where peace begins, is, you know, each country respecting the other countries, respecting their sovereignty, and saying, you know, you run your country, we'll run our country. Where the United States has really gotten itself into the image of being a global bully is going into all these other countries and say, you should live the way that we do. But then when you take a close look at what's going on in the United States today, you can understand why a lot of other countries are saying it's insane over there. You know, with drag queen reading hour, we don't want that here.
Yeah, I see these things on Facebook about Iran and how they like some guy got hung like or something. And I said, well, you know, they don't have, you know, what's worse, that or you know, quick, you know, justice or drag queens reading to your children at the library. And most of these trendy women thinking it's just fine. You know, it really is. So our society is pretty sick, but you know, and I think, like I said, as a nationalist, I think, and like you said, nationalists have respect for other nations. It's really the globalism and the globalists that run the United States that go around, you know, sniffing into everybody else's business. Ever since World War One, this country's been involved in all these foreign entanglements. You know, and it's. And it's basically globalism that does that. It's these wars are globalist wars, you know, and they're not even running American interests. They're running the globalist interests, which are corporate interests, you know,
yes,
and the bankers'
mostly corporate
interests. Yeah, and you know, nationalism is really the solution to that, you know. And I really, like I said, I really, you know, I'm not that religious, but I'm really going to be hoping and praying that nothing happens over there in Hong Kong. But it just seems like the Chinese, if they do go into Hong Kong, we're not going to be, you know, I mean, then it's just going to escalate. So, you know, hold on. I don't know how they get back. I mean, that's kind of one of those things. It's kind of like a line that once if they go past that line, how do you go back from that? So then the sanctions will start, and then...
Yes.
But it does seem like, you know, for a while it just seemed like Trump was juggling things, but it seems like everything's starting to fall apart right now. I'm a little, you know, maybe I'm being negative, but, you know, it's just worldwide, India and Pakistan and China, and it just seems like things are just flying apart. I don't know.
We don't want to see any more violence out there, but on the other hand, I think what's going on in Pakistan and India and Hong Kong and China indicates that the plan for a new world order has pretty much collapsed, because we're going back to being a multipolar world. Anyway, listen, Joe, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have another caller waiting on the line. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's go back to the phones to Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You haven't talked about it, but for the last couple of months, I've seen about 5-6 articles saying that Benjamin Netanyahu saying that if the United States goes to war with Iran, that he wants nothing to do with it. He's just going to stay out of it.
Yep.
And I think it's hilarious. Or, you know, either that, I don't remember.
Well, that's what Israel likes to do, have other people fight their wars for them.
Yeah, but like six articles saying, oh, well, you know, it's all up to them. And, you know, hey, there he is with that bomb on the floor of our, you know, Congress, you know, pushing for I don't know how long now, you know, just absolutely crazy. Then he doesn't want anything to do with it. I don't know. I found it funny, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's kind of typical for. All right, you're welcome. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. Phone lines are open.
Bye-bye.
Okay. There is a war on whistleblowers inside the country. How far we have fallen. I remember at a time past where whistleblowers were protected because they were doing a public service. They were exposing malfeasance by government and corporations, and there were legal protections for them. Now, it's open season on them, especially from the government. And one of the things that you need to be aware of is the extent to which embedded metadata in documents can be used to track your communications. And we're all under constant surveillance. These telecom companies and tech giants, they have access to nearly all of our private data, from our exact physical location at any time to the content of our text messages and emails. Even when our private data doesn't get sent directly to tech companies, our devices are still recording it locally. Do you know what you were doing on your computer 2 months ago? Today at 3:05 p.m., your web browser probably does. So right now, Americans have no expectation of privacy, and especially if you hold a government security clearance, the situation is even worse, where everything that you write, everything that you text, everything that you say is scanned and copied and tracked. Okay, over at Fort Detrick at USAMRID, they have had to shut the laboratory down because they failed to meet biosafety standards. Now, remember, USAMRID goes all the way up to BSL-4. They've got stuff in there for which there is no cure, no vaccine. They've got Ebola in there. And apparently, they are kept in line by the CDC, which comes on up and inspects, make sure that the processes, procedures, and precautions are all in place. And apparently, after the inspection in June, CDC found several areas of concern in the BSL 3 and 4 laboratories, and they sent a cease and desist order in July. So that lab is now shut down. We don't know where the pathogens are, but I imagine they're going to try and get that back together again. All right, let's grab a phone call here. Alan, Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I understand that the CDC holds patents on a bunch of things.
Yes, they do. They hold patents on several vaccines. Yeah, a lot of vaccines, and that's why they're pushing them constantly.
Yeah. So, yeah, that got out of control really quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
All of these, wherever the government seems to put their, cast their gaze and their dollars on behalf of the taxpayer, is where all these problems seem to arise. I see a pattern.
Yep.
Wasn't the United States supposed to be, you know, like this union instead of a dictatorship?
Well, it was supposed to be a republic of aligned states with a weak central government with a democratically elected leadership.
How far away do you think you are from that now?
Oh, probably out by Alpha Centauri, something like that.
Yeah, this it keeps getting better. The attacks on, obviously, Donald Trump. But, you know, he brings a lot of this stuff on himself, and I guess 2020 is going to be a very interesting year. I don't see any. There are no contenders yet. Do you think, Mike? I don't think there are.
I really don't see anybody. No. You know, I mean, there's still talk about trying to bring a ringer in like Hillary Clinton, but I don't even think Hillary Clinton could do it. Her brand is just too badly burned. What I am concerned about is we're going to have a real loser for a Democratic candidate, and they're going to shove them into the White House anyway with all these illegal immigrant voters. And I don't see things as getting any better, especially with these far-left ideas. Not that anybody actually does what they say they're going to do when they get into office. Donald Trump proved that to us as well. So I'm not worried about the Green New Deal because it's never going to happen. What we're going to go on is seeing more and more screeching about LGBTQ and how we should all be more tolerant by letting them have access to our children and so forth and so on.
Yeah, so the very very small minority has the largest voice for some reason. It could have to, I think it has to do with something like dollars, but I could be wrong. So everything's all alive and well. It seems to be ticking along. I recall seeing a New Zealand video of some guy going on a rampage with a first person thing out of the, I can't remember what they call it. But yeah, I picked that apart pretty quick, and a lot of these things that are going on in other parts of the world besides where I live, there seems to be a pattern, just as you pointed out, within like 2 or 3 minutes of your show, Mike. I'm glad you did that. Thank you. You have a good one. I got to go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And coming up here on the end of the program here, scientists in China claim to have created the world's first human-monkey hybrid. And I don't know, maybe they ought to put him into the Democratic debates. Couldn't hurt. Now, the research team is actually from Spain, but they're doing this work in China to avoid regulations against this type of experimentation, which bothers a lot of people, where you're creating sort of kind of humans mixed with something else. So last week, Japanese scientists made the shocking announcement they were planning on creating human rodent hybrid embryos for the purpose of growing organs for transplants. As you know, transplants are big business. There is a huge shortage of donor organs. There is a huge black market for donated organs or stolen organs. And this would certainly alleviate that problem. However, other researchers have already had made some serious progress in creating human-animal hybrids, going so far as a human monkey. And all of this, of course, is geared to growing human organs for transplant. So that would be interesting. Over in Iran, they've done something rather amazing. Researchers at Shahid Beheshti University of Medical Sciences have unveiled their system for 3D printing artificial bones. So if you've had your skull smashed up, they can replace a section of that. And they're working on 3D printing for repairing damaged organs of the human body. And I saw pictures of some of the bones that they had done. And right out of Grey's Anatomy, right out of Grey's Anatomy. Okay, let's take another phone call here. Rolly in Minnesota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I don't know if you caught that New York Post titled El Paso Walmart shooter suspect Patrick Khrushchev charged with capital murder, and they changed the pictures from this Google-like looking from super bad to actually a brown face. Did you see the flip-flop that they made in the mainstream media about the identity of the suspect in El Paso?
Yeah, a lot of people emailed that in to me about how they used his Facebook picture originally, which could have been years outdated. I mean, I don't remember. I haven't even updated the picture at my own website in like years. And then the darker, lower picture, maybe more recent, may even be from his mugshot.
They actually are starting to say that reporters, being serial plagiarists that they are, they actually went on 8chan and got a picture from the garlic shooter because users were saying this was a picture of the so-called suspect, and they already went on the bandwagon that's him. So they got a picture of Santino William Lagon, and maybe, you know, they made that error. You know, they've been known to misreport quite often.
Yes.
Who knows? But it calls into question his manifesto, because if they mess up the picture and they go to 8chan, I mean, who is watching the so-called truth tellers tell anything? What type of vetting system do they have that they can make a mistake of the identity? And totally like mess up that was a manifesto by him.
Well, that's what's being alleged. A lot of people are saying that the writing is too sophisticated for a kid of that age.
Right, exactly. hit the nail on the head with that one, your caller. And another thing is, though, the lack of blood, and your caller touched on that they would need hazmat suits to come in and clean it up. But he did come in with so-called cargo pants, but there's not eight magazine clips. They need eight magazines of those banana clips to unload the massive ammo that took place. But I don't see that, because there was there's about 230 shots. Where are the clips?
Yeah, a lot of people have commented on that as well. I mean, the story really doesn't make sense. It does reek of being another one of these staged events by the government to support the gun grab. Right now, this government is afraid of us. They're afraid of what's happening in Hong Kong. Can you imagine what would be going on in Hong Kong if those people had access to guns?
Absolutely. They would attack more than just facial recognition scanners. It's absolutely amazing. And the fact that attacks on Walmart are a reoccurring thing by disgruntled employees, and mixing in with that, it really strikes at the nerve center of Americans, because Walmart is considered where America goes to shop. And long history of buying rifles and stuff in the hunting section from Walmart, now that's under attack, and now they're saying Walmart is no longer a safe place. But there's duplicity in that. So I hear reporters reporting, you know, what happened in El Paso, and they say, well, it's so safe to go shop now. Don't empty out the stores. Just live your life. Go back. Just do whatever you got to do, because they want to keep that money rolling in.
Yes. I remember after 9/11 when George Bush said to everybody, don't let the terrorists win. Keep on going out to the shopping malls.
Don't interrupt that status quo, and it's amazing how that they could throw that in front of you on a 24-hour news cycle, and then we all just go happy-go-lucky 1985 Brazil. Just go about our life whistling Brazil. That's it. You know, there's bombs going on, or we're eating dinner, and we just eating that steak dinner.
Okay, well, anything else?
Nothing else. God bless you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We touched on this on Friday, but I wanted to come on back to it. A lot of people are starting to get a little concerned about the Yellowstone supervolcano. There does seem to be an increase in seismic activity out west in that general area. And if Yellowstone was to blow with an eruption equal to its last one, it would pretty much bury the northwestern and western part of the country, probably reaching as far as the Mississippi River. And so a lot of people are thinking about maybe not living in that part of the country. The problem is we don't understand what the warning signs of a supervolcano is, because the last one that erupted, I think that was Toba, erupted 68,000 years ago before we all had our little chemistry sets and everything. So we don't know if there are going to be weeks and months of pre-shocks, or if it just uncorks like a champagne bottle. But, you know, we could see Americans sneaking over the border into Mexico after that eruption. All righty. Apparently, over in Sweden, the Satanist community has now been accepted as an official religious community in Sweden. It's now a legal religious denomination by the country's Legal, Financial, and Administrative Services Agency. So, hey, how about them Swedes? As Mark Twain used to say, you know, any man who can maintain the imposing head of spiritual head of two-thirds of the world's population and political head of the whole of it must have executive ability. So, okay. All righty. Apparently, in Rochester Cathedral in southeast England, this was built back in the 7th century. Actually, the current building dates back to 1080. It has survived fires and civil wars. And apparently, for some reason, they decided temporarily as a way of getting people in there. They convert it to a nine-hole miniature golf course inside the cathedral. Now, that's a little bit out there, but apparently crazy golf is the new sacrament. And it's prompted a lot of anger. It's been called a palpably stupid sacrilege. Got to be very careful when you're touching up to people's religion. It gets really, really touchy. All right, we're going to take a break for our last commercial break. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today here, last segment of our program on this Monday. What a crazy day. And my gut is telling me it's only going to get worse. I think we're going to see outright conflict along the Pakistan-India border. I think we're going to see conflict in Hong Kong. It just feels like the whole world is going crazy. And there's nobody out there able to give our world leaders the ice bucket challenge, except for maybe Vladimir Putin here. Anyway, the global warming people are celebrating summer by saying, see, it's warm outside. It's all your fault. But NOAA's best U.S. temperature record actually shows the United States cooling since 2005. Now, here is an example of how the environmentalists can have a good idea, but poorly implemented. And it has to do with the new so-called eco-friendly paper straws, which McDonald's and a lot of other places are using them. And I got to use them when we were over on Kauai a little while ago. And here is the irony. First of all, they get mushy. They start to dissolve before a drink could be finished. They're useless for a milkshake. And here's the irony. The plastic straws McDonald's was using are 100% recyclable. But these paper straws, they can't be recycled. They have to be burned. Carbon, carbon, carbon. So it's a good example of something that sounds real good, and it was pushed through on the idea human-caused global warming. But it's like ethanol. Sounded good in the briefing, didn't really work out all that well. Over at Boeing, they're apparently rewriting the software for the 737 MAX. They're going to install a second flight control computer to make the system a lot more reliable. And so this is a major overhaul. It's not just a software patch. It's entirely new software, additional flight control computer. Boeing is struggling to get these aircraft back in the air because they are losing ground to Airbus. So they want to get this put together so regulators can take a look and say, yes, it's airworthy or not. Apparently, the Parker Solar Probe, which NASA put into orbit around the sun, is actually sending back more data than expected. So, hey, there's a big plus there. We're getting more bang for our buck. So good on NASA. I'm glad that we're focusing, that NASA is focusing back on space exploration. It was really, I think, a step down for them to be used as a rubber stamp for the climate people. But I do think we need another major mission, either back to the moon or back to Mars. Or to go to Mars, rather, to develop the new technologies on which new industries and products can be based. As we let all of our technology go to these other countries, they're never going to let it come back. There's our music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you today. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.